Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to The Music Within, our new podcast focused on dignity, beauty, and truth. We are recording in the lovely Honolulu, Hawaii at Holy Family Life Office. Mahalo for joining us today. I am Male Ayu Domingo with Hamau I Loko Foundation, a 501c3 whose vision is to uphold dignity and build a culture of family. Since 2007, we've been hosting classes, chatting about the dignity of our human sexuality, and it has been an amazing ride. So welcome to our second podcast, where I know we're going to equip you to stand up for your personal dignity, expand beauty in your life, and receive the truth.
Hi, my name is Jimena Suarez, and I'm from Ecuador, but I moved here to Hawaii last year, and I'm part of an organization that is called Ama La Vida, and this organization takes care of the life of the unborn and his environment. We started in 2017 in Puebla, Mexico, and we were giving conferences on the protection of life and family, and we used to have a radio program, so this is, for me, so nice to be back to record like this podcast. It's so familiar to me. And we broadcast live and family events too, back in Puebla. We support pregnant women and their vulnerable conditions. And now we are offering the Creighton Model System, that is a natural family planning method. And well, for this podcast, we want to offer everyone a platform where, as Maile said, we can all learn about life and dignity and beauty and truth, and also support each other. You know, if you know or if you have an organization or you know a group, an organization that is similar to these goals that we have in this podcast, we would be so happy that you come here, you call us, and to have you as our guests, because we really believe that if we work as a team and if we support each other, we're stronger and we can build a better culture of life and family.
Amen. It's exciting, you know, to learn what your friends and your family are actually involved in that speaks the same language that we do in terms of upholding human dignity. It's really wonderful, especially the young kids. You know, they're entrepreneurial and they got their minds going to move towards the things that they value in their life. And for us, like older people, not saying how old, but can support, right, our young people that want to start their own businesses or start their own movements to bring beauty into the world, to tell their truth, and to uphold human dignity in whatever language or dialect or practice that they want to. And that's really something that's dear to my heart, is to support the young generation.
Thank you so much. And well, at the beginning of the show, we always share some news that that is interesting, is related to our podcast. And today we want to share that there are executive orders that do not respect our human dignity. And actually, we are paying taxes to fund this to fund these practices. And probably is we hope that this is not going to be worse in the future, that there more laws are going to be passed that they do not respect our human dignity. And some example of these laws are abortion paid for in other countries. And actually, in Latin America, did you know that the United States funds abortions in Latin America? And for sure in other countries. And I can tell you that there are organizations that are part of big corporations here in the United States that perform abortions, that are like the kids of these organizations in Latin America, and they are funded by the United States. And it's really bad for the Latin American countries, but it's also bad for our conscience here in the United States, because why are we paying for this? And also like for our economy, and also because it's not for against our personal values, maybe, right? And also there are border protections is unable to protect the people from inhuman situations. So it's really bad, the situation in the border. As you know, I used to live in Mexico. I wasn't close to the border, but for sure we all the time heard the drama that is happening there. And this is something that I think both countries, is a very complex problem, but I think both countries should address this problem in a very humane way and just not think like, oh, this is not happening or like somebody else's problem. And also there are other laws like sports bathrooms that they say that there's no gender in sports, when you play sports or when you go to the bathroom, like anyone, men or women, they can go to the same bathroom. And I think that I saw that at the airport in California when I was traveling here, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm in the United States now, because in Latin America you don't get to see that yet. But I was like, that's kind of like weird, because imagine if you have your kids, like your little girl, and then a man comes to the bathroom, it's like, okay, so these are the kind of things that are already happening. And but what can we do? Like, our call to action for everyone that is listening is that we should protect like the U.S. constitutional rights, and we should communicate to our representatives our views and visit them and gently talk to them and about these concerns, and that we don't support these executive orders. And I think like a dialogue is very important, just to start talking about them, about this these laws. And also, like, we are inviting you to maybe visit your city's capital or bring up a gift peace offering to your representatives, so they know that we are there, that we exist, and that this is important for us. Maybe if you have a group, an organization, if you are part of a prayer group, this can be important. I think, like, for also for experience in Latin America, when abortion is not legal yet in many of our countries, and but they are pushing to pass the laws. And the thing that has permitted us to stay without abortion yet is because of the civil participation. So as what we are inviting right now, this is something that is every day is happening in Mexico and in Ecuador. We are all the time talking to our representatives, organizing marches, sending emails, and calling them even. And you know what? After all that pressure, because, well, also they get their votes from the people. So they are like, okay, some of the representatives, they changed their minds. And so for sure here, I think that would that would work.
Yeah, part of being a responsible citizen, I think, is for us to be informed. I mean, we live in this incredible country. We're blessed with so many freedoms. And what we don't realize, I think, especially the younger generations, is that if we don't protect our constitutional freedoms, that they will be usurped. We will lose them, and our freedoms, like the kind our moms and dads grew up, won't be the same for our kids. And so I think it's incumbent upon us to, you know, be relational with our representatives and not just show up and have some gripe with them, right? We want to talk to them like they have dignity also. Even if they're making decisions we don't agree with, they themselves have human dignity. And that shouldn't stop us, however, from bringing up the policy issues, right? So there's a difference. And Hamawi Loko encourages everyone to see that difference, that there is a person who is entitled to dignity and our communication as such. That's why I encourage you guys to bring like a peace gift offering, you know, like macadamia nuts or whatever, you know, I don't know, the kind onos in Hawaii that we can bring to our representatives. And for those of you in other states chiming in, whatever your state goodie is, bring it to your representative. Engage in a conversation and talk about maybe some good things that you appreciate that they have done. And then bring up your concern. you know, communicate that you do not support things like these executive orders that are squashing human dignity, most especially. And you can always go to White House website to see what those executive orders are. And Ximena just mentioned three of them. And so we just wanted you to be informed so that you're equipped and you can be part of not only knowing the truth, but speaking the truth in terms of what's happening in our state and federal government.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So lots of action work to do there. Kind of scary, I think it is, to, you know, begin to take a stand as a human being, to go to the Capitol or even call. Like, it's scary. But it's worth it, because I think once you know what your values are and you're willing to uphold them, then taking action toward actually living them just pulls out the greater beauty and greater dignity in your own life.
And I think, like, for what I've seen, if you're part of a group, I think it's better. I think you feel stronger, you feel safer. They also see that it's not like this one person only there, like one day woke up and then I'm like, okay, I want to protest this. But it's actually a group, an organized group.
Group effort, yeah.
It's a group effort. So I think that's something that also, yeah, just something to consider maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we get to move on to our theme of today's show, which is we get to chat about fertility appreciation. We'll be featuring an incredible guest, and I'm honored to interview her. She is Ximena Suarez, and she'll be talking about the Creighton Method. Welcome aboard, Ximena.
Thank you. Thank you for having me as your guest, too. Thank you for inviting me to be a co-host and also to be a guest. And, well, yeah, so about the Creighton Model System, this is actually here in Hawaii is new, because I think, like, the couples that they chart through the Creighton Model, they chart online with the practitioners in the mainland.
Oh.
So I'm the first Creighton practitioner here in the island. And what is the Creighton Model? It's a natural family planning method, but, well, we like to call it fertility appreciation method. And what you do is for a couple, the couples that are listening, or just young ladies or single ladies that are listening, you learn to chart your cycle, your fertility cycle. So, because sometimes, as we were discussing in our last podcast, we don't know, like, when is my ovulation? Sometimes when I was 12, yeah, somebody explained me that it's on day 14, and that's what we know. And every month I have my menstruation, and that's it. But with this method, you learn to chart through cervical mucus. You learn to see when you're close to ovulation, when you're past your ovulation. And also then you kind of like learn to understand, okay, your body better, right? Because hormones, they can affect, as we were discussing last time. So this is a method for just couples and young ladies and single ladies to learn this.
So that's who would be interested: couples, young ladies, married couples.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But what does the method have to offer for men, and when might men participate?
Okay, so this question is interesting, because I always wonder about this. But I think, like, usually this is a good alternative for not an alternative, but yeah, it works like that, against, like, contraception, right? Like, it's an alternative, because Sometimes couples, in order to plan their family, they use contraception because this is what is out there. Like 99% of OBGYNs over this. That's the world we live in. That's our reality. And it's nice. It's fine to plan your family. And it's beautiful also to know your body too. And contraception doesn't teach you this. Will you just take a pill every day, or they just give you a shot of hormones? And well, this is for another podcast, the consequences of using contraception. But for sure, now we know we are more conscious in our culture of that of being like more natural, right? So for sure, we know that hormones they can have a consequence. But this method also, because you are charting as a woman, then with contraception, men they don't do anything. They just like, maybe they know that you're taking the pill and they really trust you, and that's it. But with this method, then we invite them all the time in our sessions. We invite the couple. This is very important. And I, at the beginning, I was kind of skeptical that maybe men are not going to be interested, but it's so nice that all my couples, they come together to the session. And men are really good at charting. And they are so good. And this is what I tell you. This, I crown you as the king of the chart. You are going to chart. Like, because actually, that's the only thing they can do, because it's the women that has to check on the mucus. And they are very responsible. And so they are also living this of being a couple, right? Mm-hmm. Like they can live this life as a couple in many different areas. But with this, they are like, wow, we are sharing like even our bodies, because now he knows mm-hmm. the body of mm-hmm. His wife. And also that it has... like a consequence, and it's part of a charting. It can affect their decisions, right?
Yeah.
So this is how men are very involved on this, and they really like it. And they also, what I see is that they understand better their wives with this, because they are seeing what is going on there.
I think that's a beautiful component of what you offer, because it sounds to me like it would really empower men to understand what their wife is going through. Maybe even be able to read her physical needs, her diet needs, her emotional needs, by observing the chart and seeing that pattern there. Totally empowering men. And I think that participates in validating a man's dignity in terms of the planning of a family, being totally informed, right, about her biology and her physiological changes, so that together as a couple, they can take this great responsibility of saying yes to the potential of creating life. And how dignifying is that? Not to mention exciting, right, guys? To be able to know that this is the moment that you can embrace your wife with total and absolute faithfulness to the openness of life within marriage. And I just wanted to say how beautiful a gift this is for couples, because with contraception, it's a different mentality. The Creighton method is not a contraceptive method. Rather, it empowers a husband and a wife to plan their family life, their family size, and even right down to it, their husband and wife marital embrace in the marital bed. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. And also, as you said, it's not a contraception method. But also, couples can use this to avoid pregnancy because of after praying, after thinking about this, their current situation, they can decide this. And the method is very effective. It's like 99.04% effective. It's like, because sometimes people are saying, oh, natural family planning, oh no, these are the families that have 11 kids because the method doesn't work. But no, this is something that physicians and Dr. Hilgers, which is the founder, he has invested 50 years of his life. There's a lot of science on this. I know that at the beginning it was kind of like, because it was something new, there was some confusion, but right now science has evolved, so there's no taking chances with this. Like, it's completely guaranteed. You can plan your family with this. And also, about what you said, the statistics say that couples that are avoiding pregnancy using the Creighton model system, after within a year, 20% of the couples, they change their mind about avoiding, and then they just get pregnant. And statistics show us that, on the contrary, like on the opposite of contraception, because you're so, this is flexible. You, at any moment, you can change your mind and say, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because you're looking at your chart, maybe the couples are like, oh, like, let's change our goal. I don't know, like they just get so inspired by charting.
It's empowering. Different. It's so empowering. And I think for men, I've spoken to men about this before. First of all, they're like, wait a minute, why hasn't anyone taught us this before? Because for a man, it's like something they can conquer, right? And it's something they can be victorious in. All they need to learn is how to decode their wife's body. You know, the language of her body is speaking to him. And to be able to jot it down on a piece of paper, or for you young millennials, click it on an app. It gives you men just total empowerment to choose to conceive or to choose to avoid pregnancy, to choose to understand your wife's body, and to choose how you can play a role to just nourish your couplehood. You know, how are you going to address and be intimate with your wife, knowing the details of her cycle? I think it's absolutely fascinating.
Yes, and also something else that the Creighton model is very good at is that we work together with Napro Technology, which is like the medical part of Napro the Creighton model. Because at the Creighton, we learn how to chart. But when you chart, then you maybe are going to see some indicators of something that maybe is not right in your body. With the Creighton, we can learn this. We can learn only with the chart, without like blood tests, hormonal tests, or anything. We can learn, oh, maybe you're low on progesterone. That's why you're having PMS. And it's something that, oh, maybe if a couple is having fertility problems, that they are not achieving pregnancy, also we can figure out through Napro Technology, because the physicians that they specialize there in Omaha about this. This is a very new science. Most OBGYNs, they don't know these things, and they can work with couples, and it's very effective. With the Creighton model, for couples that are working Creighton and Napro Technology, they can achieve pregnancy it gets to 80%.
Wow.
It's very high, the possibility to get pregnant. Of course, there are, it depends on the women situation, but it's very high. And only with the Creighton model system, couples can achieve in 6 months, 90% of the couples, they get pregnant with normal fertility. And couples that have fertility problems and without Napro Technology, they can achieve pregnancy. It's a 40% possibility. Mm. Not with Napro, just by charting and maybe taking some vitamins and like that. That with I can give you, like, I can tell you, okay, take these vitamins. I don't have to be a physician to tell you this as a practitioner. So it's so good, and is a very good alternative for these kind of couples.
I have a question for you, and if you want to table the answer, that's fine. But what about so many of us women have been on contraceptions before, hormonal contraceptions, and maybe we find out that there's a way to regulate pregnancy, right? Either postponing pregnancy or achieving pregnancy, but we don't want to do it by putting chemicals in our body anymore. Is the Creighton method helpful to us?
Yes, there are many couples that they are tired of contraception and they come to us. And what we tell them is that in the first 6 months, it's not advised to look for a pregnancy after quitting on the pill, because your hormones in your body are crazy. They don't really know what's going on, because they were told not to get pregnant for some time. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Then is your body is not ready to quit, because it's kind of like a drug or something. Your body needs to cleanse. Mm-hmm. And there are high possibilities of miscarriages in couples that are quitting contraception. So
those hormonal contraceptions linger in our body for many months after we stop taking them?
Yes, yeah. And that's also nice with the Creighton. Whenever you feel like changing your mind, next cycle, you're good to go. Yeah. Yeah, so that's nice. And also something else is that also for ladies that that gave birth, and they sometimes, you know, that exists the postpartum depression, and there is also a treatment for this, because that's also it's emotional for sure. So we encourage to look for help, but also it's also physical. So some improvement with the Creighton model is also that they prescribe high doses of progesterone, and women, they feel great. And sometimes they are even diagnosed like to go to the psychiatrist and something. And this progesterone proves to be so much better, and it's natural, because it's bioidentical progesterone. It's not the one that they use in contraception.
Wow, so fascinating. Mm-hmm. The solutions, yeah, they sound just natural and healthy and safe. And I think sometimes, you know, we just want that natural solution to some of our ailments or some of our discernments, right, during the fertility years as women or as a married couple. So thank you so much. And so what do you offer in terms of classes?
Well, yes, what we do is that we have first an introduction session. So we have a group of couples. I can have like 3-4 couples, it doesn't matter. And we have the introduction session. Then, or it can be personal, just for one couple. Mm-hmm. And then we have 8 sessions. And at the beginning, the first 4 sessions are every 2 weeks. So we actually see each other very often.
Oh, wow.
At the beginning, because is what you were saying, because the couple is just is learning how to chart. And I don't see the girl's mucus. I have no idea what she's doing. It's her body, her mucus, her chart. So the only thing that I can do is to check the chart, so to correct the things that maybe she's not charting well and her mistakes. But it's fine. This is the way the Creighton model works. Mm-hmm. It's just like learn by doing. Don't worry that you make mistakes. It doesn't matter. Just keep on going. Keep on making your observations. So at the beginning it's every 2 weeks. Then the 5th session is after a month. And then 6, 7, and 8, they are every 3 months. And then,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And then,
so this is a really long-term relationship that you have with your clients.
Yes, because the effectiveness of the method is guaranteed by the follow-up sessions. So at the beginning, it's kind of like, oh, why are we see each other so much? But then they realize, and sometimes they are like, oh, can we see each other every month? Not so long.
Well, I think it's a wonderful way to support marriages and to support the relationships between husbands and wives. Because if husbands and wives are good and happy and healthy in that department, then the children that they raise up will be supported by this culture of family. Mm-hmm. So that's really awesome. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention in terms of the subjects you might cover during the class, or do we kind of already go through it all?
Yes, I think like what I cover every follow-up session is correcting the chart. Okay. And just checking how is the couple doing their observations.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what benefits do you see your students experiencing?
Well, yeah, I think we kind of mentioned a lot of the benefits, but personally, what I've seen is that, as you said, is something like that you build a nice relationship with a couple, and you see the couple like maturing in their relationship. Mm. That's mm-hmm. maybe because of what you said. I think you know more about these things than me, but it's nice how to see them to be more mature in their relationship mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they are like, I don't know, like yeah. so surprised about all of this that they are checking. And also, how the girls improve their health. I really love that. Mm. And they persevere really, like, because it seems like a lot of work, but no, because they are really enjoying it. They persevere, and then after they go to the doctor, you see how they improve, and they are recommending their friends and their family, mm-hmm. their sisters. And I feel so happy to see that. And because, I don't know, nowadays in our culture, everything is just like fast, fast, fast. And but no, they are not like that, and they are young couples.
Mm-hmm. And also,
that they are changing their minds. The ones that are avoiding, they're like, oh, maybe no, not avoiding.
Yeah, sometimes when you awe at the miracle of what our bodies can do, it does promote that openness to life mindset. So I can totally see how that happens. Plus that intimacy, right? The relationship improves. So when your relationship improves, I think it encourages wanting new life. So that's really beautiful. How can someone schedule a class with you, and what are the fees?
Okay, so you can call me or write an email to me, and we can schedule your introductory session right away. And what we really need to do is that you, at the introductory session, I give you your material for a year. So this costs $50 for the whole year. Actually, the method is not expensive at all if you compare it to the other alternatives. And this is your material. It's like something that you're going to use. And if you want it online, then like I can give it to you before the introductory session, and we can have the session online too if you're here in the island. And what else? So what I do is that each session costs $35, but if you pay for the whole year, then the sessions are gonna be like $30. That's like the discount. But also, if we have like a group, or like we can discuss on the particular situation of every couple, and we can have like discounts and everything, like that's fine. For me, is like if I see a couple that they want to do this, then we can always negotiate. What is important is that they chart. So also the economic, if I can support you in any way, also in the economical part, also I can do that. And yeah, that's it.
I think that Ximena is being very humble, but may I be quite bold in saying that, ladies and gentlemen, we spend $5 to $10 at Starbucks every single day, don't we? So in a month, I think we can set aside $40. That's 8 days of not going to Starbucks during 1 month. Put that in your little cubby hole and invest that money in your marriage, in your children, in your future, in understanding your health. Let's wrap an entirely different mindset around our investment into ourself. Ximena has an incredible, incredible gift to offer with her ministry and the Creighton Method. It sounds so powerful, so equipping, and so much a wonderful tool to uphold the dignity of our marriage, our sexual powers, and the future of our relationship. I mean, look at how many marriages are falling apart, right? 50%. So if you can put this in your tool chest as something to facilitate the perpetuation and longevity of your marriage, then I encourage every single one of you to invest. It's not a lot of money. We just have to reprioritize where we spend our money and invest in ourselves.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, so yeah, and these are the kind of things that it's like spoiling us, I think, like in some way.
Yeah. All right. Well, our next show, we're excited to say, has a tiny connection to today's show. We're calling it the Gift of Life podcast, and we'll specifically be chatting about the biological miracles within the womb when conception occurs. And so I'm super excited about that. Yeah.
Yes, and also, well, I think this is very connected. I think like everything is connected. And I think like when we discuss about these things, like even nurses and doctors are surprised. I don't know like what's going on, why we are not so much more, we're not more aware of how the babies develop in their mother's womb. Mm, so that would be very nice. And also, I forgot to mention my contact information. It's gonna be added on the in the publication of the show, but for the ones that are listening, so my phone number is 406-417-9307.
Awesome. Fantastic.
So thank you for today's podcast, Miley. Thank you for having me here. And see you guys next week.
Yep. I am Miley Ayu Domingo, and this is The Music Within. See you next time. Aloha.